Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyuk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Vance Law. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Trout. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Onyx Concepcion. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dave Frost. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Wathan moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Otis reaches second base with a double. Wathan scores. Brett moves to third. It's 2-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae strikes out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is hit by the pitch. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law fields it and throws to second for the out. Brett scores. Otis moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Pachyuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyuk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Pachyuk moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Way then takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout fires to first and has Way then trapped. There's the throw to Law who tags Way then for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Luzinski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martin. Luzinski reaches second base with a double. LaFleur scores. Bernazard moves to third. It's 3-1, Royals. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pachyorek hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bernazard tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Royals. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Baines reaches second base with a double. Luzinski scores. It's White Sox, 3, Royals, 3. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pachyorek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Keith Creel now pitching. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. LaFleur moves to third. Bernazard moves to second. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Luzinski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Paciorek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Paciorek reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baines strikes out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrison hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-1 in the game. Concepcion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Paciorek juggles the ball. That's an error on Paciorek. Concepcion moves to third. John Weyden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weyden is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Weyden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law misplays the ball. That's an error on Law. Concepcion scores. Wilson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive towards short. Lowe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to third. Way then moves to second. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by way then for a passed ball. Bernazard moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bernazard moves to third. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Luzinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 4, Royals, 4. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Luzinski moves to second. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pachyorek hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Concepcion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Concepcion. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Concepcion steals second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-3 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion misplays the ball. That's an error on Concepcion. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-3 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Way then hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. McRae reaches second base with a double. Otis goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Royals. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Patchy Orrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Salome Barojas now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barojas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Paciorek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy Law pinch runs for Tom Paciorek. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Law moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Mark Hill. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Law scores. It's White Sox, 5, Royals, 5. Mike Squires pinch hits for Jim Morrison. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Marv Foley now catching. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Mike Squires now playing first base. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barojas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 4 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to second. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. Kemp moves to third. It's 6-5, White Sox. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barojas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Martin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Akins pinch hits for Lime. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins takes first base on ball 4. Greg Pryor pinch runs for Willie Akins. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-4 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur, who is chasing the ball. White reaches third base with a triple. Pryor goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 6, Royals, 6. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor now playing first base. Mike Armstrong now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first, with Armstrong covering, for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-5 in the game. Law hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and two walks. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Way then hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Way then moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Way then scores. Brett moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.